Part of being human is experiencing events that may cause stress or anger. As most people mature, they learn different ways to react to and manage their stress or anger. Some of the people you support may not have learned the same skills, or their diagnosis may make it difficult for them to cope with stress or anger without help. Everyone deals with triggers differently. Think about how you deal with stress. As you can see by this illustration, people's anger or stress often follows a predictable cycle. Events or triggers occur to cause anger or stress in a person. If the person doesn't manage their anger or stress, they will continue to escalate until they reach the explosion phase, when they become physically aggressive. Some people quickly move through the escalation phase and reach the explosion phase within a matter of minutes. Other people may slowly move through the escalation phase, letting their anger build for hours until they reach the explosion phase. After the explosion phase, the person will slowly return to a more calm state. It is easier to help someone manage their anger and emotions in the early stages of escalation. If a person is near or at the explosion stage, it can be very difficult for that person to hear what you are saying, and they have difficulty thinking rationally. If any of you are parents, grandparents, or caregivers to children, it is likely you have seen a child have a temper tantrum or a meltdown. The reason for these situations are as varied as the children themselves, but many times the best technique to when a child becomes that upset is to provide a safe, quiet environment where they can calm down. If we try to rationalize or reason with a child when they are in this heightened state, they may not hear us or be able to process what we say. In many ways, adults are like that too. When we get upset or angry, we have a lessened ability to think rationally.